Our scripture reading for this morning is taken from the Old Testament, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 40 through 51, and Son and Imchin will come and read the scripture this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today's scripture is from 1 Samuel 17, 40 to 51. Then he took his staff in his hand, chose 5 smooth stones from the stream, put them in the pouch of his shepherd's bag, and with his sling in his hand, approached the Philistine. Meanwhile, the Philistine with his shield bearer in front of him kept coming closer to David. He looked David over and saw that he was a little more than a boy. Glowing with health and handsome, he despised him. He said to David, "Am I a dog that you come at me with sticks?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. "Come here," he said, "and I'll give your flesh to the birds and the wild animals." David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'll strike you down and cut your head off. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the bird and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you in our hands." As the Philistine moved closer to attack him, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet him. Reaching into his bag and taking out a stone, he slung it and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell down on the ground. So David triumphed over the Philistine and the sling and a stone. Without a sword in his hand, he struck down the Philistine and killed him. David ran and stood over him. He took hold of the Philistine's sword and drew it from the sheath. After he killed him, he cut off his head with the sword. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his holy words. You may now be seated.
Thank you, Sonnen, for reading the scripture this morning. And thank you, Sunday School children, Sunday School ministry, for the wonderful video. We have just seen the video from the Sunday School children about the things they learned throughout the year, the Ten Commandments, about forgiveness, about God's wisdom, about God never lying, about God's answering our prayers, about victory with the help of God. And all these things are very important, and I'm so glad you learned all these things, all these important things for our Christian faith. And I thank the Sunday school teachers for helping them learn these important values throughout the year in your Sunday school class. Now, if we want to bring all those words together and club into one, we can make it into one called faith. Faith in God. Because the scripture says, if we have faith in God, we can do everything in life, anything in life. And that is the promise from God and in the Word of God. So faith is very important in our life, because as we look around, we all know we all face different things in our everyday life situation. We face all sorts of challenges and problems, disease or depression or danger or abandonment or abuse or tragedy or weaknesses or sometimes even rejections, or for some people broken relationship or inability to do certain things, or there are certain bad habits we can't get rid of, or addiction of some sort. We hear about young people getting addicted to drinking or drugs or even video games. A recent psychological research has found that most young people spend more time watching screen media than any other activity apart from sleeping. And this is a very dangerous sign for our time today, because we do not have any family communication. We do not have any family relationship. Everybody is on their own screen, and everybody is just texting. And one evening, Craig mentioned a very good idea about when we go out, we just put our phone on the table, and the first person who touches the phone pays the bill. Oh, is it Meredith? Is it Meredith? Okay. One of you said, I don't know, but I thought it was a very good idea. And I'm just waiting for Ian and Sunan to start earning so that they will pay our bills every time we go out and eat. So we live in a society, in a situation where electronics, you know, all these devices becomes the main thing that controls our life. And so this is the trend that we are living in. All these habits, we are just controlled by this kind of habits. And sometimes we also face temptations in our lives, right? Sometimes discrimination, or sometimes fear, or sometimes past failures, or discouragement, or sometimes anger. And on top of that, as we go out, especially young people at school or workplace, even older people at workplace, sometimes, on top of all those things, and instead of encouraging words, we hear negative words all the time saying, you are not qualified for that, or you are not good enough, or you cannot do it, or you can't save your life. You can't save your job, or you can't save your relationship. You can't save your marriage, or you are losing your kids, or you cannot stop your habits. You cannot stop your vices, or you cannot refuse bad things that you can't get away from. You can't stop your forbidden relationship, or you can't shake your past failures, or you don't have a bright future. Your life is a mistake. You see, these are the things we keep on hearing from people from time to time. But the scripture says, these are wrong. All these things are wrong. We can do everything with faith. Everything is possible with God. And we can learn that from little David in the Bible, which Sunan just read. The story we all know, we just picked certain passages from verses 40 to 51. But if we read before that, we all know it was David. He was a little boy. He was not allowed to come to the battlefield because he can't do it. You know, you can't. We always hear that, right? You are not good enough. You can't do it. And you are not qualified for that. So David was left alone just to watch over the flock of the sheep and cows in the field. And only the brothers were enlisted to go and fight against the enemies. But all those qualified people couldn't fight against one enemy, and so they were just stuck. They were frozen, and that was the point when little David comes. And from this story, we know that we can. The Bible teaches us that we can defeat and start victorious life with God, no matter what our past has been. It doesn't matter. God can help us start a new life from now, from today, from tomorrow, if we have faith. And we can also discover how to face the challenges we are facing each day. And we can be confident of God's presence in our lives. And we can overcome all the challenges, all the problems we face, all the deception the devil brings to our lives. Now, this is the context in which David comes in A little boy who has no idea what's going on. He has never touched a weapon or a sword or a spear in his life. All he knows is the names of the sheep, the names, the shape, the color, the size, the smell of the animals in the field. But if God is with us, if God is with you, young people, no matter what your friends say, you are not good enough, you are not qualified, you are not smart, it doesn't matter, because God can help you do everything. Because if we read verse 37, it says, the Lord will deliver you from all the challenges if you put your trust in God. And so for David, he did not have any training, any experiences, but the Lord was the source of his strength. All our electronic appliances will be useless unless it is connected to the source of the electrical power. We need to plug in order to charge up our phone, our gadgets, and start texting or watching YouTube or whatever you do when you start using your electronic devices. Our life, just like that, our life will be useless if we are not connected with God, because our God is the source of all power in our lives. And if we read the Bible, in the scripture, we have a number of stories about how God can empower an ordinary person in order to do extraordinary things. And if we read verses 38 to 40, it tells us about choosing the right weapon. We have to, first of all, choose our faithful God. No matter what your friends, it doesn't matter if your friends do not like you. It doesn't matter if your friends do not want to hang out with you. It doesn't matter, as long as God is with you. If you choose the weapon, God as your main weapon, you can do everything in life, and God will lead you and guide you and help you. And the other weapon we need in our everyday life is the weapon of prayer. As we all know, David was a man of prayer. And as a pastor, I have been ministering for so many years, and one of my biggest weapons in my ministry was prayer, the power of prayer. And I am sure many of you sitting here will testify to that, the power of prayer. Prayer is very important in our personal life, in our corporate life, in our church life, in our committee, in your young people's life, because prayer can really take you far and far than you have ever imagined. Do you ever pray in the morning before, when you get up, before you do anything? Do you ever pray at night before you go to bed, thanking God for all the blessings you have received each day? Do you ever pray to God when you are stuck, when you can't do it by yourself? Prayer is very important. You have to develop a habit of prayer. And David, we all know he was a sinful person in the Bible. He did a lot of things that is not acceptable to God, but he was a person of prayer. Every time he commits sin, he realizes, he recognizes his sin, and so he will come back to God, kneels down, and he will pray, "Oh God, I am a sinner. I have sinned against you. Please forgive me." And that is something we have to do, that prayer is an important weapon. For young people, the other weapon that is very important in our life is priority. You have to prioritize things in life, and God should be our number one priority. David, this young boy, tiny boy, So the giant, Goliath, and he did not run away, but he took that as a chance to show God's power to people who do not believe in God. David was willing to give his life for the reputation of God. Are we willing to do that? Maybe sometimes we may face challenges. Sickness, our failures, maybe it is God's chance to show his healing power. Maybe your sins is God's opportunity to show his grace to us. Maybe your struggling in marriage can be God's opportunity to show his power, what he can do. Maybe your struggle can be God's opportunity to show what he can do in our lives. So no matter what struggles you are going through, it is God. If we give God the opportunity, God can do everything. We also need to have the passion to do things. You see, nobody in their wildest dream would bet on David to fight with Goliath. Nobody would put their money on the kid from Bethlehem. Not the Philistines, not the Israelites, not David's brothers, not King Saul or his soldiers. But there was one person who did. It was God. David, when he was given a challenge, he took it, he tackled it, and he did it. The same thing we can do whenever we are given the challenge. We can do it because God is with us. Now, verses 41 through 47 tells us to keep our eyes on focus. Now, how many of you watch America's Ninja Warrior? Perfect. Yeah, I know Aaron will watch. Now, a few nights ago, there was, I forgot which night, or maybe it might be a rerun, I am not sure, because I just flip through the channel, and whenever there is no exciting show, and if I see America's Ninja Warrior, I just watch in between Soccer World Cup, Women's World Cup, and all those other games. So there was a contestant, and he had a sister. I'm not sure if you have watched that. His sister did not like that, but slowly, slowly, he convinced his sister to train with him. And so the brother went first, but he missed the jump, and he hit his knee. And he didn't want to stop. He tried to keep on going, but as he jumped, he found out that his knee or leg, some part was broken. And now the next one was his sister to go. And the brother didn't want to go to hospital until his sister finished her part. And since the brother went first, the brother was sitting and yelling at her sister saying, "Keep your focus on the rope," right? That's the next step. And she has to jump, and then she has to go to the next one. And so in order to go to the next step, the brother was telling the sister, "Don't lose your focus. Keep your eyes on the rope and try to catch it so that you will go on to the next round." Now that is something what the scripture is telling us. We need to keep our focus on God, on the teachings of God. Because verse 47 says, "All those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into your hands." And so we are asked to keep our focus on God. There are so many disturbances, distractions in our lives, challenges that comes our way every day. Frustrations, disappointments, failures. But those things should not distract us from the assurance of God that God will be with us and God will help us. We should not dwell on our failures. We should just keep our focus on God, because God can really help us and lead us and guide us through. And I just remember the poem about footprints in the sand. How many of you know that poem? I am sure many of us, every one of us know that poem. And that is a powerful reminder about God's presence in our life. And so no matter what challenges come, we need to keep our focus on God, that God has promised that God will never forsake us, never leave us. God will always help us get through whatever challenges we face each day. Sometimes we will be discouraged by people saying, "You cannot do that. David's own brothers told him, you cannot do that. You are only a young person. You are not smart. You have not succeeded before." The same thing happened to David. You see, the scripture says, when David's brother heard him speaking with the man, he was not happy. And the scripture says, he was burned with anger. So maybe his face became so red, he couldn't see anything. He was so mad that his brother came there. And his brother asked David, "Why did you come here? And with whom did you leave those few sheep in the desert? I know how conceited you are and how wicked your heart is. You came down only to watch the battle." You see, the brothers were so mad at David. His only job is to watch over the sheep. But he left all those and came here because God sent him here for a purpose. But the brothers were saying, "You wicked person, with whom did you leave the sheep? What will happen to those if the wild animals come and eat? What will you tell our father? I will tell on you. I will go and tell our father that you left all the sheep and all are lost. And now we will be poor, we will be hungry, we will starve to death, and all it's all because of you, because you wanted to see how we brave men, people, will be fighting against our enemies." But these people were frozen. You see, they couldn't do it because they just depended on their own strength. But David was sent by God, and God had a purpose. So we need to keep our focus on God, no matter how tall you are, like me, all right? No matter how small, it doesn't matter. If God is with you, you can be smarter than any person because God can help you do that. And David was able to defeat the enemy because he kept his focus on God. And so everything in our lives should begin with God. And verses 48 to 50 tells us to seize the divine opportunity, to take hold of any opportunity that God gives us. In verse 48, it says, as the Philistines moved closer to attack him, David ran quickly towards the battle line to meet him. David did not run away. And reaching into his bag and taking out a stone, he slung it and struck the Philistine on the forehead. Excuse me. The stone sank into his forehead and he fell face down on the ground. Here is the good news for all of us, young and old, smart and not very smart. We don't need to be great people to do great things. If God can use a little boy like David, he can use every one of us to do great things. And finally, verse 31 tells us to unplug the source of devil's power in our lives. Verse 51 says, David ran and stood over him. He took hold of the Philistine's sword and drew it from the scabbard. After he killed him, he cut off his head with the sword. And when the Philistines saw that their hero was dead, they turned and ran away. In our present day, we are not talking about using a sword to cut people's head, but this is telling us to cut off our relationship with anything that is evil, that is against what Christ, what God wants us to do. And so we need to cut off evil communications from our life. We can cut off anything that can affect our relationship. We can cut off bad habits and vices. We can cut off anything that affects our life, maybe drinking or drugs. We don't have that, but this is the problem in our society with a lot of young people. Or we have to cut off any kind of addiction in our lives, any kind of addiction. For some people, it can be online or video games or anything that can distract you from your relationship with God. Maybe dishonesty, maybe anger or adultery or anything that affects our relationship with God is the source of evil in our lives. So if we can cut off all those communications from us, it can bring us back to God, and we can plug into the source of God's power, and we will be successful no matter what, because the scripture says, little David, nobody thought that he could do what he did, but because he was with God, he put his trust in God, his focus was on God, he was able to do what everybody thought he couldn't do it. And the same thing can happen to all of us if we keep our focus and trust in God. May God bless us all through this holy words. Let's pray. Go forth in power, full of the Spirit of God. Let love be genuine. Hold fast to what is good. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering and continue in prayer. And may God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit will go with you now and forevermore. Amen.